Welcome to Rise and Rank with Rank Pass Podcast, Google Business Profile Edition. The only podcast giving you step-by-step guidance to make your business stand out and shine on Google.
We're your overly enthusiastic and highly caffeinated hosts, Kai and Eileen, here to help you turn your Google Business Profile into a lead-generating machine.
Join us every Tuesday for the hottest local SEO tips and tricks to boost your visibility on Google and outshine your competition.
More clicks, more calls, and more customers. And we try to keep it fun.
So let's rise through the ranks together, one Google Business Profile tip at a time. Okay, Eileen, so riddle me this. Why is it that we'll spend hours perfecting our Instagram bio, but leave our Google Business Profile looking like a forgotten MySpace page?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's like we're out here trying to win the local SEO Olympics, but we're running the race in flip-flops.
Flip-flops, and uphill in the rain. Welcome, friends, to second episode in our Rise and Rank with Rank Past podcast. This is our Google Business Profile edition. I'm Kai, the human version of a Google update. Unexpected, a little chaotic, but here to boost your rankings.
And I'm Eileen, your local sunshine provider and resident curious cat, always asking the questions you wish you had the nerve to ask.
Today, we're hopping on the express train to Google Business Profile Optimization Station. And let me tell you, if you think your GBP is just a place to slap your business name and call it a day, ooh, buddy, you're leaving money on the table like it's a sad, uneaten slice of birthday cake.
And I never leave cake behind. Ever. So let's get into it. This isn't just some boring tech talk. This is your GPS for local rankings.
Yep, and unlike my car's GPS, this one doesn't yell recalculating every time I miss a turn. This guide, it's taken us straight to the top.
Picture this. Your Google Business Profile is like your shop window on the busiest digital street corner in the world. But if your window's dirty, hours are wrong, or your business description sounds like it was written by a sleepy robot, customers are just going to keep walking.
Okay, let's kick it off with the foundation, like the concrete slab under your Google Profile house. If your name, address, or phone number, your NAP, is bouncing around more than a toddler on a sugar high, your search visibility is taking a serious nap too.
Right? And let's be honest, confused customers don't stick around. They bounce faster than I did from that spin class last week. So NAP consistency is rule numero uno.
Say it with me. One name, one address, one phone number. No abbreviations here, people. If you're 123 Main Street with street spelled out on your website, don't turn into 123 Main Street, spelling street with an ST on your GBP.
And phone numbers, pick a format and stick to it.
It's like ordering your regular at your fave coffee shop. Consistency is comforting. You don't want Google second guessing if you're the same business or your evil twin.
Next up, business hours. Please don't ghost your customers. Seriously, imagine driving across town for tacos and bam, closed. Devastating.
Oh, the betrayal. It's like being stood up on Taco Tuesday. Not cool. And not only is it not cool, it's a potential one-star review waiting to happen. So always update your hours, especially on holidays, snow days, or when you're closed for vacay time.
And then we've got service areas. Like, if you're a landscaper in Vancouver but only serve East Van and Kitsilano, please don't tease the fine folks in Burnaby. Be honest. Be specific.
Yes, don't bait and switch. List the actual hoods you serve. It helps Google connect you to local searches and saves everyone a lot of time.
Okay, now the fun part, your business description. Think of it like speed dating. You've got 750 characters to make a killer first impression before your customer swipes on to the next option.
Ooh, this is your moment to shine. Showcase your vibes, your flavor, your wow factor. Are you warm and cozy, sleek and modern, known for your life-changing lasagna?
And remember, it's not a robot writing this. So ditch the boring, we sell shoes, and go for something like locally owned boutique shoe store offering handcrafted leather boots and eco-conscious fashion in the heart of downtown Ottawa.
Exactly. Give them texture. Think cozy, classic, celebration, friendly, romantic, whatever your brand vibe is. Paint a picture. Words are your SEO seasoning, baby.
I've got a story for you. Meet Lisa. She's trying to impress her in-laws. She searches for an Italian place. One listing just says, Italian restaurant, good food, reasonable prices.
Wow, thrilling. Not...
Right? But then she sees another that says, award-winning Italian restaurant in downtown Chicago, known for its wood-fired pizzas, handmade pasta, and candlelit ambiance.
Boom. Reservation made. Mother-in-law impressed. Lisa's a hero.
So yeah, words matter. Don't let your profile read like a shopping receipt.
All right, let's pack our local SEO suitcase with the essentials.
1. NAP consistency. Your digital fingerprint. Don't smudge it.
2. Business hours. Keep them real. Keep them current.
3. Service areas. Don't be vague. Be proud of where you work your magic.
4. Business description. Your 750 character chance to win hearts and customers. Make it count. Boom! You've now built the base of your GBP skyscraper. Strong, shiny, and ready for Google's spotlight. Just remember, optimization isn't a one-and-done thing. It's more like tending a garden. You can't just plant one seed and expect a jungle. It takes regular watering, a bit of pruning, and the occasional please don't die on me pep talk.
Please don't die, little plant!
If you had fun, learned something, or at least laughed once, do us a solid. Leave a review for RankPass Digital, and check out more local marketing tips at rankpass.com/GBP.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you next time, where we're getting into the importance of photos and media for your Google profile. Until then, peeps, keep those rankings moving up and to the right. Thanks for tuning in to Rise in Rank with RankPast Podcast.
Want more tips and tools to increase your clicks and customers? Head to rankpass.com/GBP for full episode details and free resources.
And hey, don't forget to leave us a review. And tune in every Tuesday for more ways to make your Google business profile shine and climb the ranks.